Yes, here the shiloh is the Shnei Sirim of Yom Kippurim, but the Shnei Sirim, if you shechted it on Yom Kippur outside the Azara, so it depends. Actually, Hikrul Aleihim, if you didn't make the Agrola yet, Chayiv al Shneim, then you Chayiv on both of them. We'll soon see why. Mishahigul Aleihim, but once you already made the girl, and you said one is going to be a Chatas Lashem, and one is going to be Lazozel, Chayiv al Shalshem, and Echnami, the one that's supposed to be now a Chatas, since the halacha of that chatis is you are supposed to shecht it inside the azara, so now if you shecht it outside the azara, the halacha is yichayiv chatis. Upoter ashu azozel, mashek and echnami, the one of lazozel, since it has no shechita to it, the din of lazozel is you throw it outside lazozel, but you don't shecht it, so it has no mitzvah to be brought inside the panim. If it has no mitzvah to be brought inside, then echnami, if you shecht it outside, you're not chayiv karis. Hey, though halacha of the korban is the mitzvah is to shecht it inside the panim. So Torah says if you take it outside and shecht it outside, you chayiv karis. But only because you're supposed to shecht it inside. But this korban of lazozel has no shechita inside. So therefore now if you take it outside, bachutz, the locher is your potter. What about achel? The Torah says like this now. Achel, higroleim, chayiv ashneim. But before you made the agrola, before you chose, you know, which one is a chatis and which one is lazozel, if you shecht either one or both of them outside, you chayiv for both of them. Like, why you chayiv on both of them? But Manashuch, one of them is supposed to be the Lazozel, and the one Lazozel doesn't have a mitzvah to be shechted inside the panim, so why are you chayiv karas if you checked it outside? So Gemara says, Rav Chizda says like this, Hoyo v'royo l'soyer hanase b'chutz. The pshat is, there's a serum, that, a goat that you have to bring for korban musaf on Yom Kippur. So before you made the agrola, if you didn't choose yet which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel, Lamaisa, what you have now are two goats. These two goats, if you want to, you can change your mind, and you can use them for the Musaf of Yom Kippurim. So since these two goats are royal to be used for the Musaf, and if they're used for the Musaf, it would be Geshachten, it would be a Shchit to Lepnim, that's why you chayiv outside. So Rashi says, L'soyer anasa b'chutz, kol echad, either one of these two goats, hoyer royal lahakrivo lechates ha-Musaf. You could have brought it for the Musaf, Shal Yom HaKippurim, Amur Pashas Pinchas, like it says in Pashas Pinchas. So that's why before you made the Agrola, either one of them is possible to be the Chatis for the Korban Musaf, so therefore you shecht it outside, you chayiv Chatis. But once you already made the Agrola, so now you know which one is Lazozel, this one that's Lazozel, you are not allowed to shecht it inside, so now if you shecht it outside, you're not chayiv Chorus. But that's the locha. That's the locha. Shchutei chut is only that the pasuk says, "V'yalpesach hayomay lo yaviyu." Since you didn't bring it inside, but you shechted it outside, that's why you chayiv chatis. But lazozel, there's no din to bring it inside. You potter. Fred Gemara, umay shenol lisoyir hanasa b'fnim, diloy dimechusar agrolo. Why do you say what? You have these two shnei tzirizim. You say, you know what it's right to be used for? Maybe you could use it for the korban musaf. Why didn't you say, maybe you could use it for the agrola? In other words, before you made the girl, so you don't know which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. So each one of them, you could say, maybe this is the one that's going to be a Chatas Lashem. So maybe that's why you shecht them outside, you chayiv Chatas. Because each one of them, maybe that one will be the Chatas. Like, why don't you say, you might shenol l'soyer anasa b'fnim. Deloy, you don't say that. Dimichusar agrola. Of course, you say it's missing a maisa. Kozman, you didn't make that grola. You can't say it's roy. It could be the chatis. No, it's missing a maisa. You have to do this action of making the girl. You don't say it could be done. For the Gemara, l'soyer anasa b'chutz nami. So, if so, why do you say these shnei sirizim? One could be roy for korban musaf. B'chutz nami loychazi. The b'chutz chavoydes hayayim. Right now, you can't bring it for korban musaf because you didn't do the avoydes hayayim. Because the halacha in Yom Kippur is a seder, how you bring the avodas. First you do the tomet shel shachar. Then we have you bring the shritas apar. Then you do the keteris. Then you do the par. Then you do the ayil. And after you do these avodas, then first later you do the korban musaf. So l'maisa, if you didn't make the shnei hagrolas yet, so we're talking about earlier in the morning, he didn't do the avodas hayom yet. So if you have the shnei tzirizim now, early in the morning Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol didn't do the keteris yet, didn't do the chatis, didn't do the par. So what do you mean to tell me now? Maybe these goats could be used for the korban musaf. It's not right to be makdisha for korban musaf right now because you didn't do the other avodas yet. So it's not right to be used also. So it shouldn't be right for musaf either. Fred Gemara. He says, why do you say for the Sor HaNasa B'Fnim it's no good? Because it's missing a Ma'isag Rolo, is the Sor HaNasa B'Chutz Nami Lechozi. The Mechuskra Yavoides Hayoim, you didn't do the Avoides of Yom Kippur yet. Sigmarintis, Ksover of Chizda, Ein Mechusa Zman L'Boi B'Yoim. That's not a concern. If it's just missing time, but this carbon, you don't have to do anything new to this carbon. This is the same goat that could be brought for the Korban Musaf. It's only a question, you have to wait until other things are done first. But this goat, the way it is right now, it's roy to be a korban musaf. It's only missing time. You just have to wait later on in the day. So that's not called mechusas man. Mashenken, for that grolom, you have to do a maisa. You have to make a gerum. You have to make the two lotteries and say la shem and la zozel and pick it out of the kalfi we had. So that's called mechusas maisa. Mashenken, mechusas man, just have to wait till the end of the day. That's not a concern. Amar Ravina. Ravina said like this. Hashta the Yom Rav Chizda. Now that Rav Chizda said, Mechusar Hagrolo, Ke Mechusar Maisadami, that before you made the Hagrolo, the Shnei Sirim, you can't say it's right to be used for the Chattis, because you didn't do this Maisa, this action of the Hagrolo yet. Habizoy Ho, the Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. That's what Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says like this, a Chiddush. That Shlomim Sheshochaton, Koidim Sheniftachul Dalsas Heichol Psulim. If you bring a carbon Shlomim in the morning, any day of the year, before they opened up the delis, the doors of the Heichol, he holds his posel. Shenema, the posel says, V'shochatu Pesach Oyomoyed. When can you bring a korban shlomim? You have to shecht it by the opening of the Oyomoyed. Shehi dashins, Bizman Shu Pesuach. You can only bring a korban shlomim if the door of the Heichol is opened. V'loy Bizman Shu no. But Kolzaman in the morning, even after they brought the Tamid Shal Shachar, but if they didn't open up the door to the Heichol yet, the Lachar is you're not allowed to bring a korban shlomim. And if you bring a korban shlomim during the day before they opened up the Pesach, the lachor is its posel. That's Rav Yehuda Mashmul Chiddush. So according to him, lechuram, what's going to be shochaton b'chutz kaidim sheniftachul daltas heichel? What's going to be if somebody shechted the korban shlomim outside the azara early in the morning before the kanim opened up the Pesach of the heichel? They didn't open up the door of the heichel yet. So chura potter. The Chuyah should be potter from Mechiv Karas. Because the only time, my time away, Mechusa Psicha ke Mechusa Maisa Domi. Because right now, this carbon shlomim you have, is there a mitzvah to shecht it inside the Panim? No. Since they didn't open up the delis of the Heichel yet, you're not allowed to bring a carbon shlomim. So if you shecht the shlomim outside the Chutz, you'll be potter from a carbon, from a Mechiv Karas. Because the Chiv Karas is only if it's not Mechusa Maisa. If really the mitzvah was, take this carbon and shecht it right away inside. So if you take it outside, you chayiv karas. But here, this korban shlomim, if you shecht it inside right now, also you're not mekayim the mitzvah, because the doors are still closed. So since the doors are closed, and you have to do a maisa, an action of opening the doors, so according to Rav Chizda, you should be potter. So says, my taina mechusa psicha ke mechusa maisa dami. Say nachnami, taka true. You'll be put if you shech the korban shlomim outside before they open up the doors. Fredig Mar Akasha, Omiyis de la Rav Chizda. Hoyol, does Rav Chizda hold the svar from Hoyol altogether? So Rashi says, Lechayev a korban, shein a royal l'shein, ma shufresh b'fnim, v'shochato b'chutz, denei mechayev mishum Hoyol, v'royal l'shein korban acher. Does Rav Chizda saying that the shnei sirizim, if you have these two shnei sirizim, that really you are makdashir to be for the girl. No, you didn't make that grolla yet. So Rav Chizda says, if you shecht them both outside, you chayiv chorus. Why? Because even though you set it aside to be used for the chattis or for the azazel, but since you could change your mind and use it for the korban musif, so therefore you chayiv. So you see, Rav Chizda holds the svar of hoyl. Hoyl that you could change your mind and use it for another korban, it's called roll. You could use it inside. So if you shecht it outside, vachutz, you chayiv chorus. For the Gemara, is it true? That's what Rav Chizda holds. I bomber of Chizda said like this, Pesach sheshochatu b'chutz, v'sha yemois hashona. You have a korban Pesach that was left over. You didn't use it on Yud Dalet Erev Pesach, you didn't use it. So now the rest of the year you want to shecht it. So the locher is a korban Pesach, if you shecht it l'shem korban Pesach, it's taka posel. Because after Erev Pesach, you can't use it anymore. But let's say you shecht it l'shem shlomim, it's taka kosher. A Pesach b'shay yemois hashana has a lacha like a korban shlomim. If you shecht it l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. So Rav Chizda says like this: Pesach sheshochtu b'chutz. If you took this korban Pesach after Pesach and you shechted it now outside the azara, B'shar Yemois Hashana is L'shmoi Potter. If you shechted it now, L'shem Kavonis of Mitzvahs Korban Pesach, you Potter. Why? Because you can't shecht it inside the Azara L'shem Pesach. Yechayiv, it's an Aveir, it's a Postle Korban. Because the Korban Pesach could only be brought on Yud Dalid Benisin, or else the Pesach Sheni, Yud Dalid Beer. But not more, after that you can't bring it. So if you shechted Shalei L'shmoi, you shechted L'shmoi outside your Potter. What about Shalei L'shmoi? You take your Korban Pesach after Pesach, and you shecht it outside the Azara, in your own backyard or outside. You shecht it, Shalei L'shmoi, L'shem Korban Shlomim, it's like a chayiv chorus. Why? Because this korban you should have shechted inside. It's kosher to bring a Pesach b'shay yemayis hashama l'shem shlomim. So since it's a kosher korban, if you do it outside, you chayiv. So Mar says, taima d'shalei l'shmoi. Why are you chayiv? Only because you shechted it now, shalei l'shmoi. You shechted this korban Pesach l'shem korban shlomim, which is kosher after Pesach. So you shechted outside b'chutz, you chayiv. But if you sech the Korban Pesach Stam, you don't have anything in mind. Min Stam we say it's only to be for Korban Pesach, and you potter if you shecht it outside. Why are you potter from Chorus? Have you shecht this Korban outside the Azara? Lema, let's say, Hoyo Vero, Shalel Lishmai Bifnim. Since if you wanted to, you could have shechted this korban inside l'shem shlamim, it would have been a good korban. So since hoyel, you could have shechted for another korban to make it roi, now you chayiv outside. Like that's what Rav Chisda says about the Shnei reason. He says when you have these two goats in the morning on Yom Kippur, why have you shecht both of them outside the yichayiv korus? One of them is going to be lazozel. It's not roi to be brought lefanim. So Rav Chisda said since you could change your mind and bring the shame korban musaf. So why don't you say the same for here also? If you have this Korban Pesach, after Pesach, why do you say you shechted outside Minastam? You potter, why you potter? You could have shechted this Korban L'shem Shlomim, and then you would be Chayiv? So why don't you say a Chayiv right now also? So Mara says, no, Hochi Ashta. What's the Sushtel? One is not like the other one. There's a big difference. Hosom Boy Akira. Boy a Korban Pesach. I'll tell you, if his the Shitter is Boy Akira. That means a Korban Pesach after Pesach is like posel. You can't use it. Until you do a Ma'is Akira, you have to shecht it al manas beferish to use it for Korban Shlomim. That's called Boy Akira. You have to do an action of uprooting the Kedushas Pesach and putting on it a Korban Shlomim. So you have to shecht it l'shem Shlomim. Di loy Boy Akira. Abahai loy Boy Akira. Mashiach, and hereby the Shnei series in Lamaisa, both of them are korban, are goats. And this goat you could use for the Musaf, so you don't have to be oiker, take off the Gedushas Azazel, because you didn't have a Shem Lazazel on it. In the morning you set these two aside to be for the Shnei series in, but you didn't make one Lazazel yet, you didn't make the girl yet. So since it wasn't Chal, a Kedusha Beferish of Lazazel on it, now if you want to use this one for the korban Musaf, Gesundheit, you could use it. You don't have to take off the first Kedusha, because you never put on a different Kedusha yet. So there Rav Chisda says the Svara, since you have this goat, and you could use it for the Musaf, so you shecht it outside, you know you chayiv chorus. Mashenka in the Korban Pesach, Peshah Yemois Hashana, Rav Chisda's Svara is that a Korban Pesach, you have to be oiker the Kedusha's Pesach on it. You can't just tam shecht it min astam it's posel. So therefore, if you take this Korban Pesach and shecht it outside the Azara, you also your potter. Because if you take it inside and shecht it's time, you'd also be potter. I mean, it would be posel. The only time we call it a good Korban, if you're Iker, if you say beferish, you're doing it l'shem shlamim. So now that you're doing it outside, minastam, Rav Chisda holds your potter. That's Rav Chisda's Svara. The Gemara says though, but Rabba bar Simi, Masni lo b'derabba, he learned not Rav Chisda, but he learned over the same din, the name of Rabba. The Kashle the Rabba the Rabba, he has the same stira on Rabba to Rabba, Umishani Krishninin. He gave the exact same terrace. Now the same Kash we have on Rav Chisda to Rav Chisda. If you hold Hoyul, so why by Korban Pesach is it different? And the same terrace that Rabba also holds, you have to be Oiker, the Kedusha's Korban Pesach. So Kozuman, you didn't uproot it, the Lachrim is still called the Korban Pesach, and it's possible if Nim, therefore Bachutz also your potter. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omer Rav Yirmi, said over the name of Rav Yirmiyo, that Omer Rav Yechanan, that Rav Yechanan said like this, Pesach Sheshochetu Bachutz, Vesha Yemois Hashona, it's after Erev Pesach. You have your Korban Pesach that was left over, you didn't use it for some reason, it's left over after Pesach, and now you shecht it Bachutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Bein l'shmoi, whether you do it l'shem Pesach, bein shelo l'shmoi, whether you do it l'shem Korban Shlamim, still it's potter. In both cases it's potter. So l'chura shelo l'shmoi is kasher. Why is the potter, since shelo l'shmoi l'shem Shlamim, if you had checked it now inside the Beis HaMikdash, it would be a good korban. So if you checked it outside b'chutz, the chutz is kasher, why you potter? So we'll soon see. But in both cases he holds you potter. Omer Rav Dimi said, Amrisa l'shmaita to kaimed Rav Yirmiya. I said over this halacha that you just learned in front of Rav Yirmiya. And Rav Yirmiya said like this, Bishleima l'shmoi, Bishleima, you say you take this Korban Pesach, and you shecht it outside. L'shem Korban Pesach, you understand? Do l'chazulei. Because since you're shechting it now again, l'shem Korban Pesach, it's not Yudalat Benisin, it's not the time to bring Korban Pesach, so it's possible. Even if you bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, it should be possible. So now that you bring it outside, it's also Yipoto, you're not Chayav Koris. Thought I understand. Elo shloi l'shmoi, but if you shecht this Korban Pesach, l'shem Korban Shlomim, amai. Why do you say you shecht it outside v'chutz Yipoto? Why Yipoto? Ha'chazi shloi l'shmoi b'fnim? If you would take this Korban Pesach now and bring it inside the Azara and shecht it l'shem Korban Shlomim, it would be kosher. Because that's the lach of a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach after Pesach, you could be accurate and make it into a Korban Shlomim. So why do you say you shecht it now b'chutz, outside the Azara you put it from Koris? Why? This is a Korban that you should have brought it inside. So now that you're doing it outside, you should be Chayiv Chattis. You're Chayiv Koris. For Yom Ali, he answered back to me that he holds the Svara, Akira Schutz, Lav Shemei Akira. Now, he holds so strong that a Korban Pesach, you have to be Iker. It's not enough Minastam to Shecht it. You have to Shecht it L'Shem Korban Shlomim. And in Akira, it's a new halacha, it's like a Zeres HaKosim. In other words, really, this Korban was a Korban Pesach. That's what you made it for. Now, it passed by Pesach already, you didn't use it. So really, it should still have Kedushas Pesach on it. There's a new Gzeres HaKosev that if you take this Korban Pesach and bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and there you shecht it l'shem Korban Shlomim, you have a right to take off the Kedushas Pesach and you put on it a Kedushas Shlomim. That's why it's kosher. But now that you took it outside, b'chutz, and you shecht it outside, even though you said now you have in mind you want to do it l'shem Shlomim, still you potter from Koris. Because outside the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the Chiddush that you could take off the Kedushas Pesach. So that Korban still has a Kedushas Pesach. So it's blives like you're taking a Korban Pesach and shechting it outside the Azara. The Lachim is your potter from Korus. Because the Korban Pesach, you can't shecht inside. What could you shecht inside? Only because if you bring it inside, there you can make an Akira, there you can uproot the Kedushas Pesach and put it on the Korban Shlomim. That's why you can shecht it inside. Because inside you could make it into a Korban Shlomim. But outside, you can't make it into a Korban Shlomim. So outside the Beis HaMikdash, this Korban Pesach remains a Korban Pesach. And the Lachar is a Korban Pesach, you can't bring it after a Pesach. So therefore you shecht it outside, Rabbi Yirmi holds, you put it from Korus. Rabbi Yechon holds, you put it from Korus. Yeah. So Rav Yossi Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rav Yirmiya, he said on the name of Rav Yirmiya, that Amar Rav Yechonin. Rav Yechonin said like this. And before we had Rav Dimi said over in the name of Rav Yechonin, now we have Ravin, another Amora, said over in the name of Rav Yechonin, just the opposite. That Rav Yechonin said like this. Pesach sheshochatu b'chutz, b'shah yemois hashona. If you have this Korban Pesach, that the rest of the year, after Pesach, you shecht it outside, is alochom, bein l'shmoi, bein shlo l'shmoi chayiv, just the opposite. Whether you shecht l'shem Korban Pesach, or whether you shecht l'shem Korban Shlomim, in both cases you chayiv. For the Gemara of Afilu l'shmoi, that's a kasha. How could you say you shecht it outside l'shem Korban Pesach, you chayiv?
Now what's talk of the Hezbo? Why does he hold you chayiv even if you do it l'shmoi? V'chur l'shmoi l'shem Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach you can't bring l'fnim. Shalai, it's not Yudalat Benisin. Elamai, you have to say the Teretz is that Hoyel, since you could have shechted it, Lishayim, a Korban Shlomim, you could have been Ikerin and made the Shalai Lishmoi, so that's why you chayiv. That's his Svarim. Vibati, if you shecht the Korban Pesach Bachutz, Shalai Lishmoi, you chayiv, because Shalai Lishmoi, you could bring it Bifnim. So now that you shecht it outside the Azara Shalai Lishmoi, still he holds you chayiv with the Svarim of a Hoyel. Hoyel, you could have shechted it. Shalai l'shmoi, you would be chayiv. For the Gemara, is that true? For your Tanan, we learned like this. A Gemara in Zvachim that says, Mechusa Zman, if somebody is not the right time yet for him to bring his korban, Bein begufay, whether his guf, he himself, is not roy to bring the korban yet, Bein bebailim, Abein begufa means begufa of the korban, or else bein bebailim, whether the owner is not roi to bring the korban pesach yet. V'yeze mechusas man bebailim. So mechusas man begufa means the animal is not 8 days old yet. You can't bring it for korban, so therefore if you shecht it outside bachutz, the loch is your potter. What's called a mechusas man bebailim, that the bailim is not roi to bring the korban? So Gemara says the case of hazav, v'hazova, v'yoledes, v'yametzoyram. In other words, the Zav and the Zovim, before they waited the Zayin Nikiyim, or else Yeledis, before she waited the Zman, that she's able to bring the Korban, who had in the Mitzvah, he has to wait until he has the Nikiyim, that he's allowed, until the Negah goes away, until he can bring his Korban. So let's say before he became Tor, before the Zman to bring the Korban, the Bailam take the Chattas and the Oshim, and the Shechtet Bachutz, the Locher is Pturin, Yepotter. Why? Because there's no way you could bring this chatas or this oshim bifnim right now. Since it's a mechusas man, it's not the right time yet. And a chatas and an oshim cannot be brought for teres in the dova. You could only bring it for yechayv. And yechayv, you can't be yetzer right now, because it's not the zman of yechayv. Therefore, if you shecht it outside mechus, the locher is yepoter. Like Rashi says, the yezo is a mechusas man, the baile mazav yazova, sheyez zman lahavoyas kovenesayim. There's a zman, a time when they're allowed to bring the korban. L'soif Svira Shiva. They have to wait to count 7 days. V'yehayeledes l'soif Malay Shimei Taira. Sheik Ribul of Ne'az Man Chatosim Yashomim. Bachutz is the Loch of Turin. Why? Sheinim is Kavlim Bifnim. There's no way they could bring it inside now. Loy L'choivim Loy L'Nadova. Not for Teres of Korban Choivim, not for Teres of Nadova. L'choivim Mishum D'loy Mote Zimnayu. Didn't come the time yet. L'Nadova Shein Chatos V'yoshim B'L'Nadova. V'yoshim B'mitzayruhu. D'ilu B'zav Zov of Yeledes Lekoshim. So I call upon him, you see clearly, if they bring their chatas and their roshim before they're allowed to, mechusas man, you bring it outside, vachutz, the locher is yepoter. What about oilisayim ushlameim? If they bring the korban oilu, the korban shlameim, vachutz, before the time they're supposed to, chayavim, still the chayiv. And the svar like Rashi says is, that sh'oilu shlameim boyim nadova. Even though the teresh yochayiv, you have no chayiv, also mitzvah boy yoledis, to bring it yet, but I call upon him, you can bring it a teresh nadova. A korban oil and a korban shlomim you can bring for a present, even if you have no chiv. Therefore, it could be miskabo bifnim. Therefore, if you do it outside bechutz, the locher is yichayiv. And the Rashi brings down the Gemara in Zvachim as the kasha. V'ani b'nei shlomim ninu. Do they have a chiv to bring a korban shlomim? Or mishnin in toni nozir badayu. You have to put it in nozir. V'yaf mitzor lo shninu mishnu b'bu. V'mafachin hosam. Hani b'nei shomus ninu. Mishnin in toni mitzor badayu. In other words, just like you have to put the mitzvah between them, who would then put a nozer between them, and a nozer has to bring a shlomim. Now, the Yomer of Chilki Batuvia, he said over that lo yishonu elu lishmoi. When do we say yechayiv only if you shechted lishmoi? When do we say yepotem in mechus hazman only if you shechtem this osham or this chatas lishmoi? L'shem moshel moshem chatas. V'shaloi lishmoi chayiv. But if you shechted shaloi lishmoi, then the locher is yechayiv. In other words, that though we say is Yishech the Yoshim, if the Mitzvah is Shloib is Manoi, he's not ready to bring the Korban yet, so if Yishech it outside Vachutz Yepoter, that's only if Yishech it Lishmoi Lishem a Korban Oshim. But Shloib Lishmoi, let's say Yishech it Lishem a Korban Oilo, then the Lachur is Yechayiv. Why? Because you like Oikarit, and now it's Kosher for Korban Oilo. Shat the Gemara, but Lishmoi mi Yepoter. But it says if Yishech this Korban Oshim now, Lishem an Oshim Yepoter. Is the kasha according to you, Rabbi Yechon, according to you, Rav Dimi, according to you, Ravin, Amai, why you potter, name, let's say, Hoyulurui in Shle Lishmoi Bifnim? Just like you said before by Korban Pesach, that even if a shech the Pesach, Lishem Pesach, still you chayiv outside. Why? Because it's Roy, to shech the Shle Lishmoi Bifnim. See here also, this Korban Oshim. Why do we say if it's shech the Lishem and Oshim? It's Mechus Azman, you potter Bachutz. Why don't we say Hoyul? Hey, if you wanted to, you could have shechted it shaloi l'shmoi l'shem l'korban oil, and then you would be chayiv. So even if you shechted now l'shem l'korban oshem, also you should be chayiv. So Marian says, no, it's no kash on Ravin. Hachi Yashter, what's the tushtel? Hosam boi yakira. By a korban oshem, he holds that if you shechted shaloi l'shmoi, the reason why it's kosher is because you were oikarit. You need an akira. You have to take off the Kedushas Oshem, and put on it the Kedushas Oilo. Abahocha Mashenken by Korban Pesach, he holds Pesach Vashay Yemois Hashono Shlomim Ninu. By itself is considered a Korban Shlomim. So therefore, even if you shechted L'Shem Pesach,
The reason why Yechayiv is because really it's a Korban Shlomim. And a Korban Shlomim Bachus is Taka Chayiv, or Bifnim is Taka Yotza. Therefore, even though Yeshechted Lishmoy, still Yechayiv. Mashenkin, the Korban Oshem, he holds this boy Yakira. That means if you Yeshechted Lishem a Korban Oshem, it's possible Bifnim. So Mele Bachus also your potter. You're only Chayiv if you made an Akira, if you mamish did it Lishem and Eilah. But calls the man, you didn't do it to Shem and Eilu, you weren't Oikah, you didn't take off the Gdushas Oshim from it, therefore it's possible Bifnim, who are doing your part in Machutz. Mashenka, the Korban Pesach, the reason why the Shema Yizchayiv is because he holds Loi Boy Yakira. Therefore, by itself, it becomes a Korban Shlomim, that the Lachar is, B'shayim Reis Hashan Ataki, you could bring the Lifnim, who are doing Machutz Yizchayiv. So the more Rav Ashi Masni Yizchayiv Kedemrinin. Rav Ashi is trying to, we just said over from Rovin, that you take a Chayiv. Because he holds by Korban Pesach, Loi Boy Yakiro, so it's not a matter of Korban Shlomim, therefore Yechayiv Bachutz. Rav Yim, Yemedifti Masni Potter, he holds no Yepotter if you shech to Korban Pesach, Lishem Pesach Bachutz, Yepotter. Why? Because he holds Pesach Meshay, Yemoisashon, a Boy Yakiro. The locker is that a Korban Pesach also needs an Akira. You have to uproot, take off the Kedushas Pesach, and put on it the Korban Shlomim. And therefore he also holds the Akira Schutz, Lav Shemay Akira. As he holds, even if you shechted it, shelo lishmoy bachutz, you took this Korban Pesach after Erev Pesach, and you shechted it outside, and you had in mind to do it l'shem Korban Shlomim, shelo lishmoy, still he holds your potter. Why? Because he holds the Korban Pesach and needs an Akira. That means the way it is a Korban Pesach. And a Korban Pesach you can't bring after Pesach. No, just if you do it bifnim inside the Azaron, there's aloch for an Akira, if you shechted l'shem Korban Shlomim, you have the right to take off the Kedushas Pesach, and you put on it the Kedushas Shlomim. That's why it's Yotza. It's called the Korban Bifnim. Mashenkein Bachutz, he holds the Svar that we had before, that Akira Bachutz, l'shem Akira. Therefore, it still remains with the Kedushas Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach cannot be brought after Pesach. Therefore, if you shechted Bachutz, the locher is your potter. The more pliki the Rav Chilki Batuvia, and he argues on Rav Chilki Batuvia that says no, loy boy yakir, that he owes loy boy yakir. All right, we'll stop here.